The Chinebua Enyira in Tommy, known as the 10 project, is more than 55% complete. Exploration of the 10 wells that were halted due to the Ghana-Cote d'Ivoire sea boundary dispute has been completed. This is after the go-ahead was given by the Special Chamber of the International Tribunal for the Law of the Sea. The group CEO of Talo Oil, Aidan Heavy, who announced this at Investors Forum, said the first oil from the 10 project is expected in the middle of next year. Joyce Chechi has more.
The group CEO of Talo Oil, Aidan Heavy, briefed investors about the decline of oil prices and the effects on the company.
A bigger impact on our sales was the fact that we decided to sell out of our non-African oil and we sold our gas interest in the North Sea. We also took a decision as part of resetting our business to clean up the balance sheets and make ourselves more profitable for years to come. So we said, let's make the business work at low oil prices. Assume that oil price will stay at $50, and how can we run the business and make money at that? So we said, let's cut out all costs. We cut our balance sheets. We wrote off all capitalized costs. We also went and decided to reset our banking. So we went back to our banks, renegotiated all our banking positions. The effects of all of that were shown in the 2014 results.
He said, despite that, this didn't have a huge impact on the company's sales. Mr. Heavy explains why dividends to invest, even though the sales weren't hugely affected.
As of now, with the oil prices the way they are, our focus and concentration is on projects like the 10 projects. So our cash is really focused on our development projects and on producing assets. But we still do have exploration, and we cut our exploration budget from about $1 billion a year to around 200. And as things progress, as oil prices start to recover and cash flow comes on, we will increase that budget again.
The group CEO of Talo said the 10 project is a $4.5 billion project, and the company has 47.5% major commitment. In view of this, the ruling by the Special Chamber of the International Tribunal of the Law of the Sea came as a relief. The managing director of Talo Ghana, Charles Zahu, talks about the company's philosophy of sharing benefits. For the country, it is in taxes paid.
Last year, we paid about $314 million of taxes. We also supported Ghana's contributions to the 10 development with about $64 million.
Some investors question why shares of Talo in developed countries rise but rather fall in Ghana. The explanation given was that the value of shares traded in the country is small. Investors were, however, assured of increasing dividends when liquidity improved.